Now, let's go to the business world with Kim Savage. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Anna.
Okay, it's looking pretty positive out there this morning.
Yeah, if we look at Wall Street to start with, main indices up at record levels. This morning, investors digesting the latest economic data about jobs, showing a drop in new unemployment filings, plus President Joe Biden's agreement on infrastructure with senators as well. That's seen the Dow Jones climb 1%, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ up 0.6% this morning. Our own top 50 index rose less than half a point in trading and begins today at 12,587, and the New Zealand dollar at 70.6 US cents and 93.1 Australian.
Now, Westpac New Zealand is not being sold off by its Australian parent. It can focus, now that it's not, it can focus on some of the issues that it's facing here.
Yeah, so Australia's Westpac Group says that a demerger is not in the best interests of its shareholders. It's identified ways to add value to the business. The acting chief executive of the New Zealand arm of the bank, Simon Power, says the bank's immediate priority is to ensure its customers are well catered for. And he says it's working to meet the Reserve Bank's demands to hold more cash and to produce a couple of independent reports that demonstrate that it's meeting compliance and liquidity requirements.
Westpac's decision, you know, firstly affirms the quality of Westpac New Zealand as a business, and you can take from that its strategic value to the overall Westpac group. There are some areas that have been identified where we can help our customers, and we're making some commercial decisions about those pathways over the weeks and months ahead.
And more from Simon Power later in the hour.
Prison time. Now, this is thought to be too harsh a punishment for company board members who fail to report on climate risks.
So the government is working to make it mandatory for listed companies, insurers and financial services firms to report on their exposure to climate risks from 2023 onwards. So the penalties for non-compliance range from a $50,000 fine for failing to record information correctly to imprisonment for directors who knowingly skirt their duties under the climate standards. But the Institute of Directors General Manager Felicity Caird says while the organisation supports the changes, the current penalties could have the opposite to the desired effect.
But the intent of the bill is to get a reporting regime that's effective and meaningful and has impact, rather than drive compliance or avoidance or anything like that. So I think it's really important, and this is a really good first step, but it's essential that we get the settings right so that it's successful in achieving its objective.
And that's the Institute of Directors, Felicity Caird there. And I'll be back with the latest in business, including an update from the markets, in about half an hour.